I used to think I was up next, so I could tip scales to balance checks on social ills. I used to analyze environment. I used to ponder at length on really how much I was spent by the conditioning for media, manufacturing mediocrity, blocking the encyclopedia. I used to soak up the knowledge from whatever venue and preach the word out to herds about how they continue to violate the defenseless. And I stood against this like I was the revolution's apprentice. But a quick study turned into worse, buddy. My clear picture of change is all turned muddy. And I don't get that feeling anymore, you know. The feeling you get when you say, bet I'm down for the war. Because the battle seems uphill for days. What would I wanna struggle just to live like a slave? Looks like the way they go is gonna take forever. I just wanna live though, make my life better. I guess to many, I'm another victim of the system. Caught up in a masquerade with no mission. But I'd rather be up in a comfortable position than trying to force truth into a poor man's vision. Is power to the people really worth it? I've seen so many lose sight of life trying to make life perfect. And all I want is to be happy for myself. I can't do that if I'm thinking about everyone else. What can I do?
What can I do? What can I do? Oh, what can I say? What can I do? What can I do? Oh, what can I say?
Everybody wants to start the movement. Everybody's talking about social improvement. Everybody's conversating on how they gon' do shit. But ain't nobody rise to the occasion. No initiation. Sometimes it's a feeble attempt, but the stamina drains out before making a dent. Everybody loses faith in the time they spent, wondering where the goals and all the dreams went. Not really sure if they wanna keep on keeping on, cause so much has gone so wrong. See, fighting for your rights shouldn't ever be illegal. But somebody new will have to motivate the people, and somebody new will fall to the power of people. Corruption in the movement is a sequel. He who seeks control has impurity in the soul. But he to whom control is bestowed is ambiguous, because authenticity is hard to detect. And you can never really know who you should give your respect. It feels good when the movements connect with each other. It feels good when the theories connect with one another. But theory is impractical, and practically nobody with power will ever allow us to be free. Be free, be free, be free, be free.
What can I do? What can I do? Oh, what can I say? What can I do? What can I do? Oh, what can I say?
No more rallies around a campfire. No more conferences where nothing transpires. No more posters and pins and pamphlets. And no more sittings where we all demand shit. That ain't never gonna happen. No matter what we say, everybody that I know is caught up in the melee. But I can't live forgiving all of me for them. It's just the nature of the beast. I got my own problems, regardless of whatever the outcome is. Somebody will dominate whatever state we live. See, utopia is a joke if you think it could really happen. It seems like freedom and security's always scrapping. Together we get trapped in the mental box concoction. Without thinking, no matter what we do, we're still locked in. Life is a toxin, we all suck the fumes. And whatever I do, we're still doomed. I don't want it to look like I don't care at all. But history shows that if it rolls, it will fall. This is just one opinion from a man who's tired with all the failed movements to destroy the empire. I know the truth has been written, that's why I'm spitting it, y'all. I'm still waiting for the final call.
You're lying to me. Y'all trying to trick me. I know his goal, and he went to another town. The same story was given to him. But he was so disappointed looking. The answer is, a young man, I can tell you how to make it go if you believe it. But you must believe it. He was lucky. But you can't. Because I wasn't just to a record. He said the same thing.
What can I do?